deceased president. And it says, the most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you. And it is. And you can't trust, when you can't trust your own government because of the things the lady said over on the Nanticoke watershed, that behind the scenes, and I was the plaintiff in the SRA map deal for Sussex County. We took it to the Court of Chancery, three of us, Cortanza, myself, and Stabley from Wilmington, and went through the legal process to get that law overturned, that ordinance overturned. Next, it's amazing how people comment and the comments that you get from the public. And this was a notice in the Cape Gazette about a meeting that was held of 100 Lewis residents it was held at the Cape Penelopen High School. Open space was the number one concern for the Lewis residents. Sounds good. But let's go back down and look at what happens here. 96% were not born in Sussex County. Those 51 to 65-year-olds represented 58% of the respondents. 38% were more than 65 years old. So that makes about 60 and 40, roughly 90% of the people that were there that voted in this poll were over 50 years old. No one was there from 20 to 35 age group. So, again, I've got two sons in that age group. Hell, they're working all the time or doing other things. That I have two grandsons that obviously couldn't be there. And you got to beware of the people coming up here making presentations to you to enhance your own agendas. They have personal agendas. The gentleman from Dewey Beach here, or Bethany Beach, South Bethany, said he's been here for 20 years, went down there, liked it so much he built a house. Well, if he was truly believed in what he said today about being environmentally sensitive, he would sell his house, tear it down, donate his land to the state of Delaware, and it would be preserved. And it'd be one less person living on the inland bays that we'd have to worry about. Same thing as the guy on Pinewater Creek, surrounded by water on three sides. I know where Pinewater Creek is. It's been there for years. People have lived there, but his septic tank is not helping Rehoboth Bay. But he's still there. He's not going to give up his property. So that leads me to my next statement. This comprehensive land use plan, Sussex County's comprehensive land use plan, could very easily be renamed the Sussex County Land Use Plan for Undeveloped Property Owners. And I say this because not one person in this room who has a house or has developed property is affected by this plan. Not one. You've grandfathered everything for every one of them. So therefore, all these new wonderful ideas that they're proposing here tonight only pertains to one class of person, and that's the undeveloped property owner. You tell me what fair chance, Ed Justice, the farmer, the guy who tills his land, works it every day, tries to make a money farming, when today his input costs are $700 an acre to grow an acre of corn, he might be able to get $6 a bushel for it, but he's still got a tough road to hoe. And if you really want to preserve farmland, you need to look at what happens to it at the farmer's death. At the farmer's death, along comes IRS, right there with arms out, and says, we're going to appraise your land for its highest and best value. Its highest and best value is obviously for development. And you got to pay your inheritance taxes within, 120 days? I'm not sure what the law is. But it's gone. It's got to be sold. There's no disputing what the IRS values your land for. You pay the taxes. And it's done. So if you really want to preserve farmland, the longevity of farmland, let's preserve it. Encourage your federal government to do away with inheritance taxes on ag land. Just do away with it. It's been proposed many times in Congress, and both of our state senators have voted it down both times. Next comment I got to say,